are you today? My name is Isabel. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is Algorithmic Gaze. Isabel Graves is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The paper begins with an assessment of the functioning of algorithms, challenges marginalized voices to help users understand the role of algorithms on platforms, and frames the discussion with the theory of gaze. Specifically focused on Instagram, the thesis debunks a new way of seeing that has emerged as the platform's algorithms decide what users see in their curated feeds and what is deemed appropriate. The paper concludes by exposing algorithmic distortions, challenging the use of gaze as a tool to detect and challenge these distortions, and helping users understand their role in algorithms and platforms. Gentry and Sayers suggest that computer vision algorithms represent a new kind of power called algocracy, or the domination of algorithms. They argue that we are so deeply embedded in our modern infrastructure that algorithms have begun to shape our behavior. Recognizing where there is a connection between the Instagram algorithm and the team that creates and monitors it can be applied to other platforms with similar algorithms, and vice versa. Computer vision is generally associated with a wide range of applications in health, education, transportation, and other sectors. Examples include medical imaging, medical diagnostics, computer vision, social media, health monitoring, safety, data analysis, and even medical research. Machine learning essentially trains a machine, like a computer or software, to act like a human, and with this training comes man-like bias. For facial recognition software, a training record would be a series of photos, such as a photo of a face, that the algorithm can use to learn what is and is not in the face. The algorithm is used because by learning from the training kit, it will be able to recognize which faces are in a new photo and which are not. Imagine an industry in which we train and test algorithms that seem to be a natural parallel to humans, images that look like lines or blobs, lacking an obvious, immediate structure. The algorithm, trained to see the world on our behalf, jumps from one image to the next until it learns what is in the image and what is not. For example, there are abstract smears designed to label Google's algorithm as inappropriate content. Print is an optical illusion, only computers can see hidden images, and they are programmed to produce something new. Algorithmic view does some very useful things, but only if it is programmed for the right purposes. Machine vision could make the world safer by steering cars safely off the road, and it could save lives by speeding up medical diagnoses, according to a recent study in the New York Times, but if we really want to use this technology forever, we need to better understand it and consider its potential applications, such as self-driving cars. For this research project, I wanted to explore creative applications of AI by gaining insights into the artificial thought process of computers, how do these views influence our own view of reality, and how can we better understand the images computers have of us by decoding them? In this week's Wired, I delve into the impact algorithms have on the human world. I explore what happens when we let algorithms make our lives and decisions, and find out how machine learning alters thought literature, revealing how the algorithmic gaze of tech giants perpetuates ugly prejudices in the offline world and beyond. You will find that, in a world increasingly dominated by code, you are making a little room for mankind. You will see how London streets defy self-driving cars and encounter ants that teach us that even the most complex code only reflects what we already see in the natural world. Gentry and Sayers argue that very little work has been done on critical technical practices that interweave aesthetics with the body. Researchers working in the field of computer vision work in a limited space where their work is not defined by public policy. I want to explore the disciplinary power that algorithmic authorities wield when they see through the vision of computers, and the role of aesthetics in it. Last week I wrote about a scenario in which the subject of the viewer's gaze internalizes his own subjectivation. The Algorithmic Justice League aims to take different perspectives into account by engaging those who are often excluded from this conversation, adding them and showing how we can use one of the most widely used technologies in our society. From the outset, our mission has been to combat algorithmic bias, which is coded looks and can lead to social exclusion and discriminatory practices. We believe that this has the potential to shape our understanding of technology that is limited to one group of people. Technology permeates so many aspects of our lives, and if it is not applied and adapted to the public interest and social justice, there will be serious mistakes and missed opportunities. Episode 49 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Isabel Graves. Adios.